you guys know better than me how cool Outdoor Ed was.
Oh,
Yeah.
it's amazing. My
Yeah, I
kids
mean,
don't believe it when I tell them.
that's another question, George. Can you speak to the importance or what you as a teacher, the perspective of outdoor education and how what you think it means? Because as a kid, it meant a lot to me.
Oh, it meant a lot to every kid I ever talked to. It meant a lot to me too, and Kathy. So I'll sort of tell you how it started. So Outdoor Ed, as you guys know, they started with kindergartners spent the night in the classroom. I don't know if you guys remember that or not. And then you guys know it ended with the hike to Marble, okay? And in between, you guys know you rafted, went to Canyonlands, all that stuff, right? Well, we were going, Jesus, this is cool, man. We'd like to do this, and especially Flynn and the other guys who helped do it in the middle school. They knew what the heck that was going on, and they talked to us who didn't have a clue, and we said, yeah, sounds great. So we had all kinds of discussions. We had like, okay, how are we going to do this? Because you guys know as well as I do, in the middle school and elementary, it's by grade, right? You know, what every like all the eighth graders go to Marble, all the kindergartners stay, you know. Well, as you guys also know, in high school, it's mixed.
Yeah, ninth
Ninth
through
through
12th,
twelfth
yeah.
grade, you just enter a lottery and you go. And so we thought about that, and then we thought also, okay, some kids don't like to do outdoor stuff, and some kids do. So let's give them a variety of stuff. And let's make sure we have local stuff so that a kid who doesn't have any money or has a part-time job, you know, or can't leave home because he's looking after his little sister or whatever, you know, can have a homestay. And we made the rule that you had to do it one time before you graduate. Okay, that was the rule. And we convinced the principal. We got it started. I mean, I just sort of tagged along, did the grunt work, you know. These other guys from the middle school were leading the train, okay? And I never met a teacher who didn't like it. Now, some teachers, like Barb Smith, you know, she had Hillary was little, her daughter. Well, she couldn't go backpacking Canyonlands for a week, you know. So she would do art like in school, and we accommodated those things, those restrictions, and it was great. I just thought it was the best thing we ever did. I went to several teacher meetings and tried to convince other schools to do it, and they didn't. They wouldn't do it. I think for
Probably
two.
liability or something, yeah.
Yeah, you got it, Chris. That's exactly right. That was it.
We
They didn't want to.
had a one year we did a video filmmaking one.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I can't remember who the teacher was, but I remember who a few of the folks on the trip were with me, and it was Dean Jackson, Adam Kane, and probably John Markalunas. I can't remember who all, but somewhere in a closet, there's probably a box of VHS tapes that have all been overwritten 20 times
Oh,
that
that's too bad. Yeah.
otherwise would
Yeah.
have had some terrible footage of
Isn't that funny that now Adam Kane's got his own production company and his started got his teeth cut on 24 and his entire studio produced American Gods, and here he is with his outdoor education was filmmaking.
Yeah,
That's
he did
great.
the Boondock Saints too,
Yeah.
years
Wow.
ago.
The influence of all these things, it's just so amazing the reach that it goes, you know. And I did, I'm trying to think, the one that I did the most, because, you know, we got 4 years to do those. And I think the one I did twice was your bike trip because it was so much fun. But I ended up doing Jamaica was the first year with I did with Matalone and Coach D, which was that was an experience.
I bet.
Back to Jamaica?
Yeah.
Man, I wish we could have done that.
I did that, and then I did tennis 1 year down at the new tents where the Woody the over by the airport. Forgot what that club was named, where they had the big bubble over the
I
out.
understand. I think it was called the tennis club or something. I don't know what it was called.
Yeah, it was something. Anyways, I did that 1 year, and then after that, it was just 2 years of the bike trip. I remember doing that with one time with Ken Larson and you guys. And I remember we were going into the Sedona parking camping ground to camp. And that's when Dave and I were like, hey, you know, if we just go real quick, we could grab our shorts, grab our towel, quickly go into that little jacuzzi over there while everybody's doing their thing. And then we'll just come in and whip up dinner real quick and all that stuff. And as we're sneaking off with our towels, Mr. Larson goes, hey, what are you guys doing? We're like, well, everybody's unwinding. We're going to go jump in the jacuzzi for a few minutes and then come back. And he was like,
he joined you, didn't he?
He was like, oh, tell you what, hold on just a sec. You need a chaperone.
Yeah. Well, you know, I never did that. See, that's not funny how memory works. Kathy did it, though.
That was
And John Fisher and Ken Larson. And yeah. So Kathy did it. And Rob, you know, my son, oldest son, lives in Cottonwood. And he was a park ranger down there. You know, you guys, do you remember you camped at Cottonwood?
Yes, park, I do. I totally remember. Yep. Wasn't there like a little cement area that river kind of overflowed and we had to ride our bikes across that to go to the camp?
Yeah, yeah. And do you remember going to Slide Rock?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He was a ranger at Slide Rock, too.
And
you know, there's a cool tie-in.
Old memories of exit. Now, if you did that road, we'd be arrested for child abuse.
Yeah. Really? There's a cool tie-in to Aspen out there, too, on the... If you remember going up to Jerome, there's like a little 4 mile road up to Jerome, Arizona.
Yeah.
And I always remember that because the guys at the prison, whoever made the signs, screwed them all up and we were dying going up that road. But each of the signs, there were four of them to say 4 miles to Jerome. And you get there, and you know, the last one was like 50 yards and it said 4 miles.
Oh.
But the Hotel Jerome was the same design as the one in Jerome, Arizona. It's a Jerome B. Wheeler that was the building was built for. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I remember going through it too and knowing exactly where all the nooks and crannies were because we used to, you know, in the 80s, we would rent a room at the Jerome and throw a little keg party or whatever.
Oh, that's cool.
And sneak around and just look at everything.
Yeah, and Sunset
pretty
Crater.
Neat little time.
I think Sunset Crater was another thing we did too.
Yeah, that's where you started.
Yeah.
I remember that trip well because of Kathy.
Yeah, yeah. And Conroe. I remember Conroe on that trip.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. He did a bike trip in Arizona. I went with him a couple of times.
Yeah.
He would bike from Phoenix to Tucson and back.